Jonathan Sanderson Penn's podcast, episode 331 for Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Eric. How are you, Brian?
Good. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Oh, I got the new iPhone, so I'm playing with it.
You know, we're having a podcast here.
I know, but this is exciting. It's the brand new, what is it, Pro 11 Mac, something like that.
It's got like 17 cameras on it or something.
But what I've done, did I tell you this?
No.
Stop me if I've told you this. What I've done is I've put the beta version of iOS on here. And then I hacked the old version of Find My Phone, because, you know, they've changed it now. Find My Phone has
been
merged.
You put the beta version on a new phone.
Yes, because I like to do things like that. But then I hacked the app that used to be Find My Friends.
Okay.
And I turned it into, you're not going to believe it, but I'll prove it to you. I turned it into a transporter.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Here, I'll show you right now.
No way. No way.
Someone has to say energize.
Energize. Oh my God. How are you?
Hey, everybody.
Lisa in the house.
I was in the house, actually.
Well, yes, yeah. Yes, you were.
I'm going to talk about your housekeeping skills, but...
Come on, man. Cut me some slack. Right. It's not that bad. Right. You know, since you're here, I got to tell you something. You've been gone a couple of months, been doing a bang-up job in Chicago. I don't have much free time here, but I've started to join a local community group. We're doing some community outreach.
Okay.
And we're trying to tell people about the benefits of dried grapes.
Dried grapes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about raising awareness.
Jesus. Glad to see your jokes haven't gotten any better.
That's good. That one's good. I like that one.
You do know every time you tell a joke, you're like, that's good, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Usually my answer is, yeah, no.
That's better than normal. It's all about raising awareness.
So anyway, I am back for the weekend, it just happened to magically work out that some of the staff could work slightly different hours, and I called Brian, and I'm like, you know, I could squeeze a weekend home.
Yeah, so we were in the car for 7 hours yesterday, or I was.
You were. But it's weird being back.
Yeah, it's weird having you back.
Uh-oh.
I mean, no, it's...
I think I'm in trouble.
Oh, man. You can just do the podcast as long as anything I say, I'm going to screw up. So,
all right.
But anyway, that's. I'm glad you're back. And
I hope so.
We got a couple things, a couple interesting things to talk about this week.
We do.
A little different than, you know, no one's going to have this.
Okay.
That's for sure.
So hit me.
So this is going to be on the website probably maybe late next week. I don't know if we'll have it in time for the Friday mailer, but we have... A complete set.
This is cool.
Mont Blanc 146 Legrand testers.
Yes.
And these are marked
with some
tests.
Very unusual nibs.
Every nib, every standard factory nib. Extra fine, fine, medium, broad,
and double broad.
The four good ones. Double broad, oblique medium. Oblique broad.
And then the big one.
And the one I'm going to keep, the oblique double broad.
No, you're not.
Apparently I'm not keeping it.
OBB.
OBB. And they actually have a matching box that has all the nib grades in it.
This is nice.
It's got the Mont Blanc logo on it. It's really nice. Now, we're certainly interested in selling it as a set, but we'll make them available individually. But it's nice. And they're marked test on it, and then with the nib designation on it. We got these, we got them at a pen show
picked
a number of years ago.
Picked them up at a show a while back.
Yeah. Two-tone nib, striped, visualated section.
Yeah, they're nice. They're very nice.
So that's it's really exciting. We don't really use them as much as we thought we would.
No, we don't. In fact, in Chicago, we've had them in Chicago at the store, and half the time we forget we have them.
Yeah.
So it's just, if we're not using them, it's just time to let them go.
Yeah. And they, you know, the box is...
Yeah, it's definitely, it was used when we bought it.
Yeah.
And it's got a little wear on the box, but the pens themselves are in
Yeah.
Excellent the inside condition. Of the box. This the inside is, of the this box is, what, is
suede.
Beautiful.
What is this?
Yeah, it's some kind
of. It's got the Mont Blanc logo on the inside. You know, we'll have pictures
it's
of it.
It's a nice box.
This is going up. It's a nice box. It's a great box. Yeah, I love this box. Did you know, it's not on the script, but did you know there's our modern Esterbrooks up on the website this week?
The ones we like the box
for. Yes, the ones I like the box for. Those are available, by the way. They're famous. They're actually famous. Those two pens, modern Esterbrook J, the green marble and then the white and black.
Why are they famous?
Because we did a video on them.
I remember that.
It is one of the most famous videos Esterbrook.net has ever produced.
Yes, that was a good one.
So to speak.
We like the box. It's a nice box.
Great box. All right. So what anyway, else? We got Mont Blanc tester sets.
Okay.
Also, this week these came in. You know, for modern pens, there's not a whole lot of flexible options.
There are not. You've got the Pilot Falcon.
Pilot Falcon, which is more soft. I wouldn't call it flexible.
I would not.
You know, it's got some bounce to it. There's the Pilot Custom 912 in the FA nib, which is really probably the best flexible nib option package. And by that, I mean the price point and the quality is all there. There are other companies. Aurora has made some flexible nibs in the past, but they're three times the price of the 912. Right. You know, of course, Omos made some really great ones, but they're no longer in business.
Well, the problem is that modern pens are, that's not where the focus is for the manufacturer. They're trying to create for the multitudes. And so many people think they want a flex nib and they don't know how to use it. Right. And the manufacturer is going to be obligated to warranty that. And, you know, if you really, really
want... Or it's bad press, you know. Yeah. I bought this pen with a flex nib and, you know, it didn't
doesn't
work
do what
and,
I you know. Thought it should do. Yeah. So where are we going with that?
Well, we've got the Conklin OmniFlex.
That's a funky looking nib.
It's a number six, essentially. It screws into your Conklins, your Monteverdis. If you wanted to, you could pull the nib out. You could put it in a Franklin Christoph. You could put it in an Edison if you just remove the nib unit. So there's options here, but yeah, it's got a heart-shaped breather hole. It says Flex on it, Conklin branded.
And how does it flex?
You know, it's got some springiness to it. It's pretty decent.
It's
steel,
option,
of course. It's a good option.
But at a great price point.
It actually is, there's no premium for the OmniFlex nib over the standard nibs. So we have them available separately.
We also have them in Chicago in our Duragraphs. We could put it in, we do have the All-American.
Yep.
That lapis is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's great. Great color.
So we can certainly swap that in.
So that's a nice deal. You can buy the nib alone for, I think, $24. Mm-hmm. You know, a decent... it's really a decent option. You know, you want to try something without, you know, jumping up to a 912.
Or the crapshoot of eBay with vintage flex.
Yep.
Because what a seller means a nib is flex. You know, that writes, it may not actually be flex.
Yeah. And even if you go by the general rule of thumb is the lower the shoulders and the longer the tines and you know, that swooping angle. And after you've seen it a couple of times, you know what to look for. Doesn't necessarily give you any indication of how flexible it actually is.
Right.
Because I've seen really low shouldered nibs with long tines that aren't really flexible.
Right. So eBay is a crapshoot.
So you can't always say, oh, I'm just going to buy a Waterman or I'm going to buy a Skyline or a Conklin. Vintage Conklin doesn't always guarantee anything. So this is for $24 or, you know, your standard on your Duragraph, your All-American. It's perfect. really a good price point.
All right. Next up.
Some inks, maybe?
More Sailor, more new ink from Sailor. They are just knocking it out of the park with new inks.
This is interesting.
Recently, we had... The
Penlux small, yep.
That plum is gorgeous.
I
that
think
tangerine.
We're out. We're down to like the last couple. You've got one
We've
bottle
got
left in Chicago.
One plum in Chicago, and maybe one or two of the
couple
tangerine,
here.
Which is a gorgeous, happy,
yeah. Yeah, it's a nice color.
Beautiful, sunny color.
Very, very fall.
Yeah. And then we had the Zodiac.
Zodiac, the Bungalow Zodiac.
New.
Yep.
The
good color.
Gemini, Taurus, and Aries.
Yep.
Pretty colors. That was And the packaging is really cool.
Yeah.
I like the box.
Yeah. A little sparkle on it.
Yeah, a little bling on the box. And now they just came out or are coming out with the new Manyo inks.
Yep. 8 colors. Now, what's interesting about these are for international use only. They're not being sold in Japan.
Oh, okay. So these are non-Japan only.
Non-JDM, as it were. 8 different colors. And what's important here is they're coming in that 50 milliliter square bottle.
Like those. That's nice and sturdy.
We're calling it around the shop here the ice cube.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. Good colors, blue, there's a yellow, a burgundy, a green.
I'm excited.
And all have nice labels, painted flowers on it. So
cool.
Those are coming sometime in November. I don't know yet, but we'll have those up on the website so you can at least
do the back in stock.
Kind of take a look at them. They are not limited. They're going to be a supposedly a regular edition. The price point is pretty decent, so it's not in that Bungo Box territory.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be nice. And that bottle is great.
Yep.
It's really a great bottle.
And we'll have them in Chicago as well.
So anyway, that's the new ink coming out from Sailor. Speaking of Chicago,
we have a store in Chicago.
What's going on in Chicago?
Well, I've been there since, I moved down June 26th.
Okay.
And I've been at the store since June 30th was my first day.
Okay.
This is, I think the first week or two, I actually took like a day off here or there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I stopped doing that. And I've been there literally 7 days a week, for most of the time. So this is really, it was a shock that the staffing worked out, that I could come home.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter recently went back to college, so we're working on tossing all her stuff. And I certainly wouldn't say I'm taking a couple days off because I'm still working.
No.
But it's just nice to come home.
Got some recreation planned.
Yeah.
Got some things.
It's actually the longest I've gone without seeing my kids in their lives, so that's kind of weird.
Yep.
And the cats, you know, we just adopted a couple cats right before I moved.
She left me with them.
And you love it.
I do.
Brian sends me the most adorable pictures. They're actually quite popular in the store in Chicago.
Oh, are they?
Yes, everybody likes to see what Max and Seiko are.
Maybe they should have their own Instagram page.
Yes.
Chicago, Anderson Penn, Chicago mascot, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. So Chicago has really, we've changed a lot of things. We've moved a bunch of things around. Coming up, we have Pen Spa Saturday.
Awesome. What is Pen Spa Saturday? What are we doing?
Fourth Saturday.
Taking our pens to a hot tub and
it's like a mani-pedi and a facial for your pens.
Oh, okay.
So you bring in your pens. We have an ultrasonic. We have all these repair tools and cleaning tools. And we certainly use them on pens that we test for customers. But, you know, I've had a number of newbies come in. And one sweet girl came in, and she had a Pilot Metropolitan. And she said, I used up the ink in the cartridge. And she just held it out and said, now what? So I just really thought there was an opportunity for people to either come in and learn how to clean your pen, if it's been sitting around. Maybe it needs a little extra work.
Yeah,
and we've got
like
the ultrasonic.
We were getting a lot of people coming in, and now that there's a pen store there, they're coming in with their pen that they hadn't used in 5 years or whatever, and they don't know why it doesn't write.
Right. So we will clean your pen for free, bring it in. Please take the ink out first.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a sink. And, you know, like I had 12, somebody brought me 12 pens, which is too many.
Yeah, 12 may be too many.
I want to put a limit at 3.
Three would be
because
good,
we've got other people.
You keep it fair for everyone, yeah.
But clean the ink out first, if you can, and then bring it in. We'll toss it in the ultrasonic if it needs.
It's a while you wait service.
Yes, you don't drop it off.
If it's something to the point where it's so inky and we can't get it cleaned, then it's then there's a. You know, we do offer that service, but we leave it overnight.
But if if it just needs to have a little rinse, bring it in. We'll also give it a little polish. We'll check the alignment. I mean, I am not qualified to do any major repairs or any adjustments on nibs, but I can certainly do an evaluation.
Well, you know, it's a good thing because you're going to have somebody there Who could do minor adjustments or repairs.
And then Brian's been coming down every 3 weeks, basically. Yep. And 3 weeks ago, we did a vintage days. And Brian brought down a bunch of vintage, which we don't normally have in Chicago. And so you are coming down on the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Okay, well, I'll put that in my schedule.
Please do. Which also coincides with Spa Day.
Yep.
So Brian will be selling the vintage pens. You can do evaluations. Yep. You can...
bring in your vintage pens for repair.
Yes. Bring them in. Brian can certainly take them back and then ship them to you or ship them back to Chicago.
Yeah, I'll come back, you know, every 3 weeks. But, you know, we get a lot of people that come in and they don't bring the pen, but they want to talk about it. I've got this pen. Well, bring it in because it's way easier and quicker to diagnose something. I mean, you can't diagnose it unless it's there. So bring your pens in. We can talk about it. You know, picked up a couple repairs from last time we were there, and you know, people are going to be really happy with how they turn out. So,
good.
Lots of vintage, you know, talk and fixing pens. So, I'm not going to do them there, but
right.
So, but the pen spa actually is going to be cool this time because you have a new ultrasonic.
I do have a new ultrasonic.
Or a newer, a different ultrasonic.
Well, I killed the old one.
I'm going to try to fix it.
I used it so much, but it's really great, and people. I think if you've never seen an ultrasonic in use, you know, you think your pen is clean and then you toss the section or the nib in there and it's just
it's fascinating
to see how much more ink is still in there.
So I had to give up my trusty friend, my Crest. My Crest is going to Chicago.
It went to Chicago.
It's there.
Yes.
When I picked you up.
And we got Brian a new one. That's huge. Got twice the capacity.
It's a 6-liter ultrasonic. It's
I can take a bath in there. It's big.
You can. I mean, I literally if I put something in there, I reach down. I mean, my hand is in water for.
You deserve it. Mine died. It's nice. I needed a new one. We couldn't find one we liked, and so we actually just upgraded.
They're not cheap. So I just got the 6-liter.
Yep. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been trying to do some other things, move some things around. The staff that I've kept is great.
Yeah, yeah. Lucy's great. McKelty's great. Ray's awesome. He's funny as always.
I don't know that I've ever met a happier person than Ray.
Yeah.
So it's been really good. And the staff at the hotel is wonderful. If you've never been to the Palmer House Hilton... It's worth the trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
The food at Palmer, at Potter's, their bar on the, I guess it's the first floor.
Yeah, it's the first floor, yeah.
Is really great. Milkshakes, oh my God, their shakes are really good.
They are good. I forgot about that. Yeah, I had one last time we were there.
And so here's the funny thing. Lucy McKelty and I, we always keep the door open. My policy is if the store is open, the door is open.
Right.
And there are these walking tours that are, there's an architecture tour, there's a historical buildings tour, and they tend to stop right outside the store door in the hallway. And so we joke that if we ever wanted to get another job or whatever, we could do the tour.
You could give the Palmer House tour.
Because they always stop right outside. And so our little joke between us all is like, 1871, 13 days after it was built, it burned down in the fire.
You really do know it.
Bertha Palmer created the first brownie.
First brownie, which you can get at Potter's,
To go at Potter's.
Yeah, I had it. It's good.
But I mean, okay, that's what they tell you.
Yeah. Now I want one with a milkshake.
Apparently.
Can you imagine a milkshake with that brownie?
I know. Sunday, we could do that. Apparently, there's something, we just started hearing this about John Dillinger shooting somebody in the alley behind the hotel.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
Then there's the whole speakeasy history.
Okay.
Where during Prohibition, you weren't allowed to sell alcohol, but you could serve it for free to your friends, so they would just jack up the price of the food.
Okay.
So we've learned all sorts of things. That is...
So your hamburger is like $100.
At the speakeasy back then.
But all the free beverages you can drink.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really interesting. But I've really not done too much exploring. So if any of you watching are from Chicago or live in Chicago, please submit anything that's walkable within
downtown,
the loop.
Yeah.
I have not braved the train or the bus. And I think it drives McKelty crazy a little bit because she's like, oh, you know, you could just take the 157, you could go to Germantown, there's this great farmer's market or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that's...
Yeah. There's plenty, I think, to explore down there.
Yes.
So there's a new restaurant opening up soon.
You're excited about the new dumpling shop.
I don't care that it's not on the diet, but yeah. So
once the new dumpling shop opens, they were doing some kind of photography in there. It's almost ready to open.
Great.
There's a really good sushi restaurant between the Palmer House and my apartment. The apartment is two blocks from Millennium Park.
Yeah.
And you know, I kept thinking, I'd like take my cup of coffee and I'd go sit in the park before I go to work, and I just don't.
Hasn't done it yet. Yeah.
No, but when you come down, we go sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's really just a great city. It's nice that it's getting a little chillier. You see more people in sweaters and coats, and just the groups who come to the hotel are amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic there, so.
We just had Mike's Hard Lemonade there. I'm dying to know if they dropped anything off for us.
Well, you never know.
Freebies.
Put it in the testers. So.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, so Penn Spa is...
just drink it.
Penn Spa Saturday is this weekend.
Yes.
So I'll be down there. I'll bring my vintage stuff. I got vintage shavers. I don't know that I have very many vacuumatics left. I'll try to get some done. Okay. Mechanical pencils were a huge hit last time. I couldn't believe it. Because I brought down... close to 100 pencils, and they were a huge hit. So, yeah, bring your stuff out. If you just want to show it off, great.
Absolutely.
Do it. I love it. Love to see people bring vintage stuff out. So.
And Spa Day is the fourth Saturday of every month. It's not just when Brian's there. It's the fourth Saturday of every month. But we had to pick a day and a time to do, you know, a formal
thing. And what are the hours?
It's 11 to 4.
Okay.
It's basically while we have extra coverage.
Yep.
Because if there's only one of us there or somebody's at lunch, it's really not necessarily possible. We will clean a pen if you bring it in other than that.
Yep.
But again, clean it out and no more than two or three.
Yep.
It just keeps it manageable.
Yep. So awesome.
But it's fun. I get to see some really cool things.
Yeah. So that's coming up this Saturday. I'll be there. And anything else we want to cover while you're here?
No, I mean, we will have some events in December.
Yeah, we got some defense. Well, what do we have coming in December? Can we talk about that?
Yes, the first weekend in December is Visconti.
Visconti, okay.
And DuPont.
And DuPont, yeah, that's going to be fun. DuPont's going to be great.
Yes, and then immediately after that...
Daddy's getting a new pen.
The Monday after that is Sailor with Scott Hammer.
Yep.
And
we're getting some giveaways for that.
Yes. Yeah. They've already shipped.
Yeah.
So I'm
great,
excited.
Great.
I'll have to.
Giveaways with purchase. That's going
to
be great.
I'll have to try to contain myself.
Yeah.
I'll put them aside.
Good.
But I can look at them because they're always cool. And then after that is Pilot with John Lane.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Great. John's always fun.
So it's a good thing we have an apartment down there because you're going to be down there a lot.
I'm just going to stay down there in
you
December.
Are you? What am I going to do with you?
Oh, for 2 weeks I could stay.
It's 400 square feet, people.
I'll bring all my repair stuff.
It's 400 square feet.
It's 100 after I bring my stuff. So anyway.
Yeah.
So good.
I have an extra desk. There you go. What else is going on here?
What else is going on here?
We're getting ready for Christmas already.
Yeah,
The cross rep came to see me.
Oh, that's right.
So we do have a bunch.
There's some nice new cross stuff coming out.
I bought a lot.
Yeah, and then no new Schaefer, though, that really...
I bought a lot.
Yeah.
There is a cool new pen called the Wanderlust, which is almost like an ivory pearlescent base.
And it's based off the Century 2, right, I think?
I believe so.
Century 2?
It's a little thinner.
Yeah.
And then there's an artistic rendering of, you know, it reminds me kind of like Canalea. They're inspired by. And so one is Malta. One is Antelope Canyon.
Okay.
I just ordered these. One is...
One's like a jade color.
One's green, one's blue, one's orange,
brown,
and one's brown.
Tannish.
Is... That one's really cool. I can't remember.
Oh, they're interesting.
Yes,
they're very, 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 very interesting. You're going to have those.
Yes, I believe they've already shipped.
Okay.
And then there's a new Bailey. The Cross Bailey is very popular.
Yeah.
Comes in, we have it in three colors, in a really pretty dark red, a gorgeous blue,
the blue's
and
nice.
Black.
Yep, yep, and a black.
And then now they have what's called the Bailey Light in an acrylic.
Yep.
It's in a plastic.
Okay, yeah.
And it's in white, aqua, coral, there's a black,
there's a purple.
I think there's a lavender.
Lavender, yeah. They're nice, nice colors.
And some other color.
There's a white, black, aqua, purple. Wow, there's coral, five or six colors. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're really cool. Amazing price point.
Well, the fountain pen is what, $25?
Yeah, yeah. Really amazing
price
point.
Crazy.
And then a couple other things that are new. Oh, I got a...
there's a new Townsend that I like.
I got multifunction pens. With a stylus.
I'm hearing about this for the first time, people.
They're cool. We do well with multifunction in Chicago.
Okay. With a stylus?
The
do people still
really,
use stylus
yes.
these days?
People ask for it all the time. Like, really? Just finger.
Finger, but, yeah.
Okay. The bodies are cool.
Okay.
Some of them are a metallic finish. Some of them are satin
finish. I have no idea
finish.
What you bought. I hope you didn't buy more than...
Tech 3. They're very cool.
Oh, okay. Tech 3.
They're very cool.
Very good. But there's new Townsend I like. There's a matte black Townsend. You didn't get that one? I told you to get that.
No.
There's a matte, it's like a matte gray with dark ruthenium trim Townsend. It's hot. It's really, I'm going to order it for you. It's a great looking pen. You know, and the Townsend's bigger. It's beefier. It's got a little bigger cap. But man, I love it.
You know, I think people in Chicago tend to be more organized. Here's why. Everybody wants extra refills.
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting. Like, I don't see as many people online buying all these extra refills. One guy came in and he bought six refills. He's like, oh, how much are they? We told him, he's like, I'll take six.
Great.
Like, okay. So I just
he writes a lot, apparently.
Or they just don't get out that much. Yeah. And so they want to stock up. But it's just always fascinating to me to see, like, some people will just stock up on the ink. And we do have the ink studio, by the way.
Yeah.
And we just got restocked. So people are coming in and buying two of this and three of that because they want to make
sure.
We got
one, two, three, right?
Yeah.
So
there you
awesome.
Go.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about? That it?
I think I'm just going to go home and take a nap. I don't
think
do that.
She is. So
you're going to take me to eat.
I'm going to take you to eat, yeah.
Excellent.
So anyway, thanks for joining us. Tune in. Join us next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Probably without me.
Probably without
me. It's kind of weird to be back. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of fun videos put out by the creative team and whatever else they do.
Make sure to check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And don't forget, the mailing list is on the bottom of every page of the website. You can sign up for that. We send something out Tuesdays and Fridays.
Tuesday is modern,
new stuff, and Fridays is
vintage.
Generally vintage and
okay
stuff.
Don't forget, we have a store in Chicago.
We have a store in Chicago?
We do. The ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, and we are open 7 days a week.
7 days a week, wow. And you're open late, too. You're open
until
7,
6? 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. Monday through Saturday, and 10 to 6 on Sunday.
So if you're coming into town...
Yes, you can shop.
You can shop at a pen store. That's
yes.
Awesome. Website, of course, is chicago.andersonpens.com.
Of course.
And make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel.
And Brian will
I'll
see you next
see
time.
See you next time.
And I'll pop in at some point.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.